Gentlemen, welcome to City Council Regular Meeting Tuesday, August 26, 2014. Larry, please lead us in the pledge.
Salute.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Larry. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilmember Mady.
Here.
Vice Mayor Caleb.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Councilmember Hanson.
Here.
Mayor Cowes.
Here. Item number four is agenda review. Are there any requests or changes by staff?
None from staff, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you. Counsel?
Nope.
Nothing.
Very good. Item number four A is consider acceptance by motion of City Council, August 26, 2014, agenda.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number five is presentations and proclamations. 5A. I will present a proclamation to Library Director Jody Mesa declaring the month of September is Adult Literacy Awareness Month. Before we step down and hand this to Jody, I will read it from up here in its entirety. Proclamation, the City of Willows declaring the month of September as Adult Literacy Awareness Month. Whereas our community's greatest resource is its people, and whereas the prosperity and stability of our community are significantly affected by every person's ability to read, write, and communicate effectively, and whereas lack of literacy skills impacts not only our residents' lives and the lives of their families, but their ability to work productively and fully participate as citizens, residents, and employees of our city. And whereas the ability to read and write and communicate effectively affects each individual's ability to participate fully in the social, political, and economic life of our city. And whereas Glen County Literacy Projects work with adults seeking to improve their literacy skills to enable them to achieve greater success in their lives at home, at work, and in the community. And whereas Glen County Literacy Projects provides literacy instruction to adults and teach adult literacy students to read to their children and support them in their formal education. And whereas Glen County Literacy Projects has utilized the services of literacy professionals as well as volunteer literacy tutors since 1990 to help adults achieve their literacy goals by offering a variety of free literacy education. And whereas Glen County Literacy Projects is not simply a service, but a life-altering program. And whereas the students of Glen County Literacy Projects are more able to carry out their responsibilities as family member, workers, and community members. And whereas the need for a highly literate citizenry is necessary as the City of Willows moves toward an increasingly challenging future. Now, therefore, I, Jeffrey T. Cobb, Mayor of the City of Willows, and on behalf of the City Council, to hereby proclaim September as Adult Literacy Awareness Month. We urge our fellow citizens to learn more about the importance of literacy and to become more involved with literacy in the community. Jody?
And we gave you a round of applause, too.
All right. Item number six is public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any item not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by myself. However, no formal action will be taken unless placed on a future agenda. Public comment is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Would any of you like to speak? Please step forward.
My name is Robert Faust, and I think about 6 months ago when I was here, there was discussion about having a survey of dilapidated residences in this town. I didn't know about the whatever happened about that survey or if I heard that correctly.
I'm sure it came out in one of our last reports, but Steve.
Yeah, that was reviewed with the city council at the last council session on October, or I'm sorry, August 9th? 11th. What day are we on? 10th? Which day? Help me back. On the 12th. On the 12th.
There you go.
And the council approved its conclusion and its dissemination or its submittal to HCD for final approval. And I'm sure that Karen has already sent that off. Copies are available.
It's on the website also.
And it's also on the website. Copies are available in the clerk's office.
Yeah, I missed that in the August minutes or
July minutes. It was a notice public hearing.
So I missed it, seeing it. So thank you. It's on the website.
It is on the website.
Okay. Anybody else like to speak? No? Okay, we're going to go ahead and close public comment. Item number 7 is the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a councilperson or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. Item 7A is to consider approval of general payroll and direct deposit check registers. And that's it.
Council? Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion carries. Thank you. Item number 8 is public hearings. Persons wishing to speak during a public hearing are asked to approach the microphone to address the council and limit comments to 3 minutes. Although not required, is also requested that you please state your name for the record. Item 8A is TK Development LLC, appeal of Planning Commission action, continued from August 12, 2014, City Council meeting. City Council will conduct a continued public hearing based upon the appeal filed by TK Development in conjunction with the Willows Planning Commission, decision of July 16, 2014. Consideration of the developer's request to modify or otherwise alter building materials approved for the Willows Senior Housing Project on West Sycamore Avenue. Please note, as anticipated, this hearing will be continued to a date established by the City Council during the August 26, 2014 meeting. However, any interested parties are encouraged to attend this public hearing process and be heard at this time. Staff.
Thank you, Your Honor, and members of the City Council. I'm going to make this kind of a two-part presentation. The first part pertaining to the appeal and the appeal process and TK Development's request for another continuance because of their inability to have the appropriate staff here to present their case. So my recommendation to the council is it is a continued public hearing, therefore the public hearing was declared open at the last meeting. It would still be open for purposes of soliciting or listening to testimony about the appeal. And so my recommendation is that you allow any members of the public that wish to testify at this time to do so. And upon conclusion of that testimony, continue the public hearing once again to September the 23rd meeting. And then that would conclude part A. And when we finish up with part A, then I'll come back to part B.
Okay. That sounds fair to me. Council, any issues? Good. Okay, we're going to go and continue with the public hearing. Would anybody like to speak from the audience? Nope. Okay, we will continue to leave it open until the September 23rd meeting. Steph, you had more to report?
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. That is the appeal, and that is separate and apart from what I'm going to ask the council now to assist staff with. It would be my preference to have the council appoint a two-member subcommittee or liaisons to meet with the parent company, not TK Development, but those people from Pacific West and the parent company responsible for the conclusion of the project as it sets. There are some things that I have discussed with them. There are some legal ramifications for which the parent company is asking the city to consider an accommodation on. And it's difficult without, I think that may be inhibiting our ability to get through the appeal process. So my hope is that if we could have a subcommittee meet with them and have some discussion on developing a possible resolution, the committee could come back with a full recommendation to the full council in support of a resolution, which could result in a withdrawal of the appeal to begin with. And that, and again, the appeal is separate and apart. I'm not looking to alter anything regarding what the Planning Commission's decision was. A secondary issue with other legal requirements for the city have surfaced, not tied to the Planning Commission at all, but there are timing issues. So rather than continuing to delay this, if we could get two members to meet with me and the developers, the parent company, maybe we can identify, I believe that I've possibly located an appropriate accommodation that we could make, which could resolve all of our issues, and this could move forward successfully to completion as approved by the Planning Commission at the July 16th meeting. So if that would be the pleasure of the council, I would certainly appreciate the support. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Before we go on with choosing a subcommittee member, if we so choose, do you have any questions, Steve, before that?
Well, you've really piqued my interest, but I can wait until September 23rd.
I can wait, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree.
Subcommittee volunteers?
I don't know that we didn't have a subcommittee for this process. If somebody has a particular interest, fine. If you really want to get involved in the discussion with the senior housing project, great. If not, mayor and vice mayor are fine, or if you just want to appoint a new committee, that's fine. However you want to do it's fine for me.
Yeah, I have no issue with it, as long as it's after 5:30 or on a Monday for meeting purposes.
The principals involved with the company would be willing to accommodate any scheduling requirements that we have, because they're anxious, as I am, to have this discussion take place.
All right, well, count me in then, Terry. All right, yeah, it'd be us. Unless anybody else really wants to do it.
No?
No? Okay, yeah. Count us in.
In agreement with that?
Okay. Right. We'll. I'll get in touch with Natalie and Karen tomorrow, and we'll have... They'll work with you on setting up a date so that I return to town. We can do this immediately. And
good.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
You bet. Item number 9 is ordinances. Item 9A, by motion, consider reading by title only and passage of first reading of an ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows, repealing sections 2.05.050 and amending Title 2, Section 2.05.040. of Chapter 2.05, City of Willows Municipal Code. Staff?
Thank you, Your Honor, members of the City Council. This is the ordinance that's been returned for your review and initial acceptance and an order to return for adoption at the next meeting, if that is your preference. It is has been reviewed by the city attorney and does have his blessing. It does meet the requirements of state law and those things of legal expediency, I guess. And it does allow the council then to establish by resolution a time, date, and place of their meetings in the future. So with that said, it's our recommendation that you would approve the first reading of the ordinance by title only and then return it for adoption at the next meeting on September the 9th.
Okay, very good. Council.
It's a good housekeeping action, and so I'm figuring first reading by title only tonight, same in 2 weeks, and then in October we adopt a resolution. Same.
That's correct. It would become effective 30 days from the date of adoption, and during that time would be the appropriate time to develop a resolution.
Okay.
Okay.
Terry, all good?
Yeah, no questions. Thank you.
Larry?
No questions.
I have none.
Very good. Pleasure to the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance next in line be read by title only.
I'll second that.
It's been moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows repealing sections 2.05.050 and amending Title II, Section 2.05.040, Chapter 2.05, City of the Willows Municipal Code be approved.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
It's been moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. Thank you. Item number 10. Items introduced by City Council or administrative staff for discussion purposes only. Staff.
Thank you, Your Honor. Members of the City Council, just a brief reminder. I think I made this announcement at the last meeting, but just as a reminder, I'll be leaving town early in the morning and be out of town for a week. Tim will be in charge. If anything is wrong, please contact Mr. Salisbury, and I'm sure he'll make every effort to correct it quickly, and he probably won't even need to call me. So, and you know, rain and lightning in Florida, so I'm not really sure that I'll have the greatest reception, but I'll be out of town for a week, so thank you.
Thank you. Wait, do you have any suggestions, questions?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, very good. I just tried calling Tim, his phone's not on, so you better keep it on from now on. Okay.
But Jeff wants to make sure you answer your
phone.
That's
right. That was a test. Okay.
Now, Tim, do you think you can handle it? Are you up to the challenge?
There's a new sheriff.
All right. So any discussion for council? Nothing?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Very good. Item number 11 is new business. 11A, by council's consensus, consider directing staff to remove 11 sycamore trees in Sycamore Park and then assess the site and plant replacement trees as needed.
Thank you, Honor, members of council. As the staff report indicates, there are 11 trees in Sycamore Park that are infected with a disease. The trees are beyond rehabilitation, according to an arborist that staff sought their professional opinion. The trees are primarily located along Culver Street between Sycamore and, well, not quite to Laurel Street, but near the Sycamore corner. You may have seen them, you may be familiar with them. They're sycamore trees, and so staff is aware of the fact that it may be a sensitive topic since it's Sycamore Park and there are sycamore trees, and there's about 11 of them altogether. It's my understanding that the previous Public Works Director had planted quite a few tulip trees, actually new trees that are getting to a pretty good size in the effort to eventually remove the sycamore trees. And so I think we're at that point now. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
So there won't be any sycamore trees left in Sycamore Park?
I don't know that that's all of the sycamore trees in Sycamore Park, but I do know there is a new type of sycamore tree that's more resistant to the anthracnose disease. So we do have the potential to replant some more resistant type trees.
I'm good.
Terry? No questions. Thank you, Scholar.
Sure.
Larry?
Gary? No, nothing, Mr. Mayor. Obviously, it's a safety issue, so it's got to be taken care of. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Don't need any deadwood. Okay, so council's decision to direct, yes? Consensus?
Yeah.
Yes.
You want a motion,
yes,
or consensus?
Consensus.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm good.
Okay.
Agree,
yeah.
Agree with
good
the recommendation.
Good to go. Hey, 11B, council to consider the formation of a two-person temporary utility subcommittee to address several important related issues pertaining to city water and wastewater facilities.
Thank you, Honor. Members of council, it's subcommittee evening. This agenda item is primarily to create a temporary utility subcommittee. They would act as an ad hoc advisory committee to the council. I understand that we've already created a temporary committee that is dealing with the Chrome 6 litigation issue. And I think to simplify things, it might make sense just to have that committee look at these various items listed in the staff report. They're related. They're somewhat complex, and those are just kind of the general items that this subcommittee would be looking at. Staff would be able to feed this subcommittee information as needed, keep them informed, maybe develop some recommendations that we could bring to council rather than flesh all of that out during council.
What did you say?
Flush it out. That's good.
That was good.
Yeah, okay. All right. I was going to see if I could get that one in without anybody laughing.
I also want to note that he said feed the biosolids.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Very
good. It's a little more advanced, yeah. That one. So I'd be happy to answer any questions based on this item.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
No, I'd like to serve on that subcommittee.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think it would tie in nicely with the existing committee that we have with the same kind of issues that we're going to be facing. How do you see this as far as meeting? Like, do you have planned meetings, or what do you plan to do?
Not necessarily a planned meeting at this point. I think I'd like a little time to get some of the information together for the first meeting. It could be a monthly meeting or on an as-needed basis. I think there's no point to meet if we don't have anything to discuss. So just as needed.
Probably,
yeah.
As needed
would be the best thing, yeah.
I
can tell you it won't be like a weekly meeting that you're going to be committed to or anything like that.
And one of the issues, of course, is identical. It is the Chrome 6 issue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the city has a water company. We're going to have to address the issue as well.
Yeah, because it is classified as a public water supply,
yeah,
correct?
It is.
Yeah.
So it segues well into the advanced stuff that you're already doing.
So I want to know if you're planning this when we volunteered last time.
No. as we realized that we were going to have to do some things, and then we have an opportunity for a rate study. We have some things that are coming up. It would be easier to manage options with a subcommittee and have the subcommittee develop a recommendation to come back to the council. All of the things must be decided by the full council, but it's easier to develop those recommendations in a smaller group. So
we'll work on our PowerPoint presentation skills, right? Wait, we delegate that to staff, don't we? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so is that good for the rest of the council?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. And that's what we'll do then. Thank you. Item 11C, council to give direction to staff concerning the approval to participate in the Community Showcase video program via GCI Communications, Inc., and assignment of a two-person subcommittee to work with GCI representatives on development of the Willis Pacific Video Showcase in coordination of local business and nonprofit sponsorships.
Thank you, Your Honor. Members of the City Council, as Skyler had pointed out earlier, this is subcommittee evening. Mm. We are looking to appoint another two-member subcommittee. I threw in there, this is maybe a project that fits well into the EDC or the Economic Development Steering Group at the county, which we already have two members assigned to if those members want to run with this project. If not, any two members of the council was fine. You could get started immediately during my absence even. We'll hook you up with the people from GCI. Basically, I was contacted by GCI Communications Incorporated out of New York, offering us an opportunity for them to develop professionally made videos that link into our website and then allow local businesses and nonprofits to also sponsor tie-ins for purposes of advertising and sponsorship of their programs. So if it's something that we want to get involved in, I think it would be great to have council's involvement in working with the business community in developing the opportunities that are available. So with that said, I think it's a good program. It doesn't cost the City of Willows anything to participate. But there is an opportunity for the businesses and nonprofits and so forth to have a well-presented video publication on the city's website that could be available 24/7. And there are examples. I forwarded information around to the council, so you could have had an opportunity to look at some of those videos that are online. So But the subcommittee would have an opportunity, I'm sure, to have the same orientation process that I walked through with GCI and get started on the development of ideas for how you want to showcase the community going forward. So with that said, be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Gary.
No, I think it's a good idea, and I especially like the staff recommendation for the appointment of the two Economic Development Steering Committee members to serve on the committee, whoever they might be.
Yeah, I'm good with that, too. Yeah.
I bet you are.
Excellent staff recommendation.
Fantastic. Nice work.
We'll slip to the 20 later, Steve.
I think it's a good idea. Whoever is on the subcommittee, I think it's positive. It's good. But I do like that part, sure. That recommendation, absolutely.
Okay, Larry.
It's 3 free years, right?
It's not. It's up to 4 videos, 1 minute in length. It's not a membership for a period of time. They'll develop it, and it stays there for as long as you want to run the videos online.
Is there any problem with doing a video link on our website?
No.
No? And, of course, the reason they're doing it is to try to get some extra bucks from sponsorship, local businesses, basically.
Well, obviously, their profit margins, their profit center would be driven by their ability to sell advertising.
Right.
Through the auspices of marketing their promotional videos to businesses and nonprofits, yeah. There isn't any cost to the city, whether or not the business community wants to participate.
Right.
But it is an opportunity for them to get involved.
Now, I noticed some of the, have you guys seen the videos?
Yes.
So I know some of the spokespeople representing the city was like the mayor and the city council. And Chamber of Commerce. So that's all I have right there.
Yeah, all of those things are possible. That's really the basis of how you want to develop the spokespersons, the showcase, the accomplishments, or the historic value that you want to portray in the video. That's really the purpose of the subcommittee's role in developing where you want to go to bring ultimately back for council approval before it gets placed on the website.
We just have to sell our website to get more people to click on it so they can hit those links. So we have to do something to kind of push that.
Terry?
So who's on the Economic Steering Committee?
I believe that would be...
yeah, that's what I thought.
You...
And I would respectfully decline that, just because I would hate to have any conflict of interest based on the business I work for possibly being included in that. I know it's come up before on the city's webpage, our inclusion, and I wouldn't want to give any idea that I would be on this so that there was an opportunity to participate. So I would ask one of the other council members to take my place on this committee.
Okay.
Don't point this way. I'm on the toilet task force, so I'm booked.
I'm thinking Gary, too.
He looks good. He'd look good on camera, wouldn't he?
I'm thinking Terry. I'm thinking of the mayor and the vice mayor.
I think I should recuse myself.
Gary? I don't have a problem with
that. Is that good, Larry?
Yeah. Okay.
Larry?
Yeah.
All right. It's Gary and me, then.
It's Gary and who?
Gary and me. No?
Councilmember Mello's on the original.
It's Gary and Larry.
You want to do the original? You want to do it? No, you have at it. You two be great.
I'll give you the ball. You can carry it.
That's fine.
I think Larry and Jeff sounds good.
No, Gary, you're doing great.
No,
okay, Gary and Larry.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. Whatever you want.
Gary and Larry.
Will the real committee please step forward?
Natalie's okay. Writing in ink, so we have to be careful here. So
fantastic.
Thank you, Mrs. Vodden, for pointing that out. My oversight. I never thought of that, yet I did think that business would be an excellent opportunity for promotional in the area. Yeah, that's a natural tie-in. That would have to occur, and it never occurred to me that your serving on the committee could then potentially develop a conflict. So
potentially, but I agree. I think.
But I think it's best that you would recuse yourself from participation on that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Super. Item 12, council member reports. Gary.
Well, it's that time again. Would you like the brief version or the extremely thorough version? No, we had a meeting of the Glynn County Regional Transit Committee and the Glynn County Transportation Commission on Thursday, August 21st, 2014. And Council Member Minigandy and I represent City of Willows on both of those, the committee and the commission. Light agenda, fairly light agenda. Real quickly, the Transit Committee, we approved a memorandum of understanding between Glynn County Health and Human Services and the California Children's Services and the Glynn Transit Service. That is for transportation to various appointments. It's a standard language memorandum of understanding just to basically cover the expenses only. It's for transportation from the Volunteer Medical Transportation Service. Very standard language. It's good to have that type of an MOU in place for those individuals that don't have the resources to transport long distances for medical appointments for children. The second item was just informational ridership summary for the fiscal year 2013-2014. Glenn Ride, overall ridership was up 9.3%. That's 9.3%. That was impressive. The Dyer Ride Services was up 17% in Willows and 2% in Orland, 17%. And Volunteer Medical Transportation is down 9.6%. That's been expected because of the changes made in the overall services, with the Dyer Ride and Glenn Ride, and also the unfortunate passing of program patrons who have since no longer walking the face of the earth. So that population is down. But interesting fact, just real quickly, the total numbers for the Dial-A-Ride service in the county, the ridership for last fiscal year was 3,373 riders. Volunteer Medical was 602 riders. And get this, the Glenn Ride system transported 66,073 riders, 66,073 riders for last fiscal year, which is astounding, actually. And the last item, agreement of the Master Fund Transfer Agreement between the Transportation Commission and Caltrans. That's a patent language so that the overall work program planning tool can be, it's basically the Transportation Commission enters into a Master Fund Transfer Agreement with Caltrans to be reimbursed for all eligible transportation planning activities. So that's it for the Transportation Commission Regional Transit Committee report. And lastly, I just wanted to thank the Willows Car and Bike and Tractor. Well, I'll add that, the Willows Car and Bike Association. I'll throw in the tractor part. For presenting an outstanding, was it the 28th? I believe it was the 28th anniversary, wasn't it, the car show? 27th and 28th, whatever. But they did a terrific job. Both the Show and Shine. I know several of us were there, if not all of us. The Show and Shine on August 15th, and the car show itself on August 16th. Anyway, they did a terrific job. A lot of vendors, a large turnout. The car numbers were down a little bit, but there was also a car show in Chico the same day. That they can't help that. There were so many car shows in the area, but still, it was extremely well attended. There was plenty to look at. The tractors that were added, I mean, I can see that really, really taking off. And there's some folks. Stino Bassetti, for example, had some nice John Deere tractors. I had no idea he had among all that junk he's got out there. So it was really, I can say that he's a friend of mine. Really, really impressive. But lastly, wanted to publicly thank the association. Kevin Nelson, president. Bill Simlin is the vice president. Colleen Worthington, the secretary of treasurer. Her husband, Jay Worthington. Linda Carney, Tammy Pfeiffer, Rick Pfeiffer, Mayford Evans, Vance Pattison, Pam Harris, Larry, I hope I pronounce this right, Larry and Banji Imhos. I hope I pronounced that right and didn't butcher that. But they did a fantastic job, and kudos to them, and I look forward to next year's car show. It was a great event. So that's all I have, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Sure was. Had a great time myself. Thank you, Gary. Larry?
I attended the Glenn County Waste Management meeting. There's nothing to report on that. And Saturday, there was a small group of visitors we had here in Willows, some walking groups, one group from Vacaville, one group from Sacramento, and they were doing a walking tour of Willows, a historical walking tour. And they visited the post office and the museum, and I seen the group, so I kind of stopped them. I was kind of curious because they looked like they weren't from around here. And I gave them what I knew about Willows, so they loved it. And it was kind of interesting that was part of their walking tour, just walking around Glenn County. That's cool. It.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
No, I have no report this time.
I'll report on the last library board meeting. Library board selected Julie Price as the president for the next year and Adrian Haler as the vice president and kept Lisa Kennedy as the secretary. Some of the stats we went over in Willows, computer usage is booming, and I'll touch on that again in a moment, but patrons are using the computers here. Bayless, the number of kids participating checking out books is just keeps going up and up. They're doing very well out there with the librarian. Jody talked a little bit about the Zip Books program previously to this meeting. She was able to get a $10,000 grant for this current fiscal year from the state library. And what it is you can go in, if the library doesn't have the book you're after, they can order it directly from Amazon. It's shipped to you, hopefully within a couple of days. And when you're done reading it, you turn it into the library. And most of the books are added to the collection. There's a $35 limit. And the majority or big chunk of the books are adult nonfiction. There's also adult fiction and other in kids' books and stuff, but it's getting well used. The previous year was a $7,000 grant, but Willows was such a good participant and good feedback to the state. Jody was able to get $10,000 for this next year. So that is a big contribution to the library. The Library Board of Trustees voted to spend a little over $12,000 to upgrade the public computers in the library. You know, we're doing the IT upgrade. All the city staff is getting new computers. But the computers for public use of the library have been, should I say, problematic?
That's
a nice word for it. Yeah, because they're just a whole mix and match of computers, different operating systems, different computers. So the library board, it was a pretty easy decision for them to upgrade the computers as part of this IT upgrade for the city. The only thing is the library will use a separate vendor for support on an as-needed basis rather than use Matson and Isom to do the support. And it'll be a big addition to the library, and it'll be very helpful for the citizens that use it. And then the last thing is on September 23rd, that is a Tuesday night, we got a council meeting that night too, right? September 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
From 4 to 6, it'll be Willow's Author Night. There's five, maybe six authors in Willow's that we know of that have written books. I know personally Dan Roach. He used to work for the Forest Service. He was a scoutmaster here. He served in the 101st Airborne in Vietnam as a lieutenant. He wrote a book about that. Jim Betancourt, another one of the local authors. He's been involved in the, it escapes me now, not in our town. Mm-hmm. He's written a book, Anna Cannon. I'm not sure what her book is. Another one would be Ann Baxter Campbell, if I remember right. And those four, there's a little display on the library counter. And also we mentioned at the last library board meeting, Janet Enos Perez had written a book. So I don't know if she's been contacted yet, but there's several people who've written books that are Willow citizens, so they'll be featured that night. So if you have time ahead of our September 23rd council meeting, stop in and see. And I think one other thing, the children's services, one of the statistics for July, almost 500 kids and parents attended the programs at the Willows Library in the month of July. You know, that's another big activity that the library sponsors. So things are going well at the library. It's a good setup. And as I say often, we're very grateful and lucky to have Jody for the librarian. She's been doing amazing things. Her board of trustees are very supportive of her. I don't think you're here when we appointed the last two. Terry and I, when we did the interviews with the Board of Trustees applicants, one common theme was their appreciation for Jody and telling us how lucky the city is to have you. So again, thank you. And that concludes my report.
Thanks, Larry. Okay, I'm going to finish up by wishing Steve a safe trip. And Jody, thank you very much for the tour this evening. It was very informative. You and your staff do a great job. Believe it or not, I learned quite a bit on your tour. And I had no idea that we had 15,000+ people per year travel through our library. That is pretty impressive.
It's 30,000.
I mean, that's incredible. I mean, that's a Giants game coming through our library every year. And that's
well
a lot.
Used, well used and well loved in the community.
Yeah.
That's what's important to me.
And it's a lot of work to maintain and keep up, so you guys do a great job. Thank you very much. Okay, that's it for council member reports. Item number 13 is executive session. There is none. It is 7:42. We're adjourned.